and Thaddeus emit a gasp, which was the most demonstrative Thaddeus ever got. His gasp was equal to another person's dead faint. Sebastian had gotten up at a ridiculous time to attend this appointment. Normally he would have sent his secretary, but the note from the solicitor's office had strongly emphasised he should attend in person. So he'd roused himself before noon, grouchily drank his coffee, and tried to look somewhat awake as he approached the address indicated on the note. The cousins were both tall, but there the resemblance ended. Where Sebastian was fair-haired and lean, with an easy smile and an even easier charm, Thaddeus was dark, from his hair to his eyes, to his sense of right and wrong. They were opposites, and the best of friends. Dubbed the angel and the devil by their friends and family, though there were disputes as to which was which. In appearance, Thaddeus was devilish, but it was Sebastian's attitude toward life that earned him the sobriquet.
You do not have claim to being the Duke of Hasford.
Had the floor dropped out from under him? Or was that just how he felt? For the first time, he knew no amount of personal magnetism or supreme confidence would rescue him from the situation.
So who am I?
Sebastian asked. His words were spoken through a clenched jaw.
Mr. De Silva,
the solicitor replied. Mr. De Silva, the illegitimate son of a duke.
My mother's name.
Yes,
the solicitor confirmed.
Your mother and your father were not legitimately married, because British law states that a man may not marry the sister of his late wife. And your mother was the late Duchess's sister. Not her cousin, as she told your father.
The man cleared his throat.
It's all detailed in the letters she wrote aboard ship.
Of course she lied,
Sebastian said bitterly. He'd always known his mother to be a scheming, heartless creature. Her treatment of Anna Maria, his older half-sister, proved that. He hadn't known she'd also been a liar. At least she was consistent in her behaviour, he thought humorlessly. He leaned forward to look at the proof, the seemingly innocuous papers that lay on the solicitor's desk. Yellow, faded and ragged around the edges, they were proof positive that Sebastian's parents' marriage was illegal. He recognised his mother's handwriting and her duplicity.
Where did these come from?
Sebastian demanded.
He couldn't succumb to the dark hole that was threatening to engulf him. He had to keep asking questions to find out what happened so he could understand, if it was possible to make sense of it at all.
The solicitor placed his hands flat on his desk, spreading his fingers wide.
They were found in the Duchess's vault box. That is, your late mother,
since she wasn't actually the Duchess.
Letters she wrote, but apparently never mailed. We discovered them after the accident.
The carriage accident that took both his parents' lives.
But that was over 6 months ago,
Thaddeus pointed out.
How is it that these are just coming to light now?
It takes time to review all the paperwork after such an event,
the solicitor said in a defensive tone.
And we needed to translate the letters, he added.
Why would your mother lie?
Thaddeus said, turning his intense stare toward Sebastian.
There was no practical reason to hide the relationship.
Thaddeus, ever practical, always searching for the reason in things.
Whereas Sebastian never searched, things just arrived. Like his title, wealth, standing in society, women, and friends. It was astonishing how quickly one's entire world could be upended. All in the time it took for the solicitor to explain how the letters of Sebastian's mother detailed every last subterfuge.
My mother was ambitious,
Sebastian replied, unable to keep the animosity from his tone.
She probably persuaded the late Duchess that there was some reason to keep their relationship a secret. Maybe it would have reflected badly on the family for a sister to act as a companion.
He shrugged, as though it didn't matter. Of course it mattered.
The point is that I am not